Shoot! Why do I have to do this? What the heck? I'll get Lumina, and then I'm out of here!
Everybody, welcome to episode 5 of Letters vs. Numbers podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Anthony, from Game Music for All, and here's your other co-host.
I'm co-host number 2. That's my name now. I'm changing it.
But you already had a cool name. Like, I just have my normal name.
We could start calling you Geno Boost.
That's what they've started calling me at cross-platform music now.
Yes, Geno. We could call you Geno. I guess.
I probably won't respond to it for, like, a month, though.
I won't remember. I forget ideas a lot.
Well, the first song we played was by DJ Roborob. It's called Can't Stop the Robo Rock.
Because you can't. Ask anyone.
Especially robots.
Robots are, like, powerless to it. You start playing Robo Rock and they're like, we're in the way, but it doesn't care. DJ Roborob is awesome, though. He made me a beat one time, and it was really good.
Yeah, he's also gonna be on our Super Mario RPG compilation. He did a track for us.
Is it any good?
Of course it's good. Why are you putting me on the spot like that? Do you think I'm gonna say it's not that great?
It's, 6 out of 10, you know, for worst songs. No, I'm sure it's the best one on the album. Is it the best one on the album?
It's the best rave song on the album.
Is it the only rave song on the album?
Yeah.
You should get a career in politics, man.
I'll look into it. I was thinking about working for the tobacco company.
You should, then you could get me cigarettes on the cheap. I'm smoking right now, kids, and it's delicious.
And you have no idea how cool he looks right now.
I've got, like, babes. Not women. Babes. Around. And they're like, who's that guy? He looks so rugged. I should get a cool mohawk like RoboRob has sometimes. I don't know. I sort of want to talk a little bit about DJ RoboRob.
Alright.
Because, the guy has a fuck ton of albums and they're all awesome. And I think they're all free. Are they all free?
I believe so. He has like 3-4 now.
Surely he must charge for some of them. Because, like, they're pretty good. I've heard more rubbish people charge and do alright with it.
Well, if he doesn't charge, people are in luck then, because he could charge and probably make a good sum of money with it.
I don't think anyone would complain either. I mean, obviously he'd get, like, less listens maybe. Because I'm a lazy music purchaser thing. I don't tend to buy music if I can help it. Which, you know.
Neither do I.
Woo, piracy.
But a free album.
Sorry?
A free album, I'm all over that.
Exactly. Even if it's, you know. Well, maybe not if it's rubbish. If it's rubbish, I'll delete it. But anyway, yeah, that was RoboRob. And we just introduced the podcast with style and aplomb. We should get a prize.
Yes. Oh, and speaking of free music, we should probably get into our next song by Shale Riley.
Yeah.
sexual, but very intellectual. She'll rip off your testicles and make it a spectacle. She can hunt you down like it ain't no thing. She can bust you up and kick you in the wing. So if you can hang, then give it a bang. She's got those skills to pay those bills. She gets a thrill from stopping your thrill. Sexy blue skin that makes you thrill. A sight to behold, the story to be told. You bitches get sold and left out cold. Don't give her that kind of shit or she'll give you a right hit. Floating down a river while you sit in shit. She's a bit bisexual, but very intellectual. She'll rip off your testicles and make it a spectacle. She's a mother of three, rogue crawler creed. Together they make one fine breed. So damn hard and so damn mean. This bitch is scary, so pray to the Mary. The things she can do are so damn cruel. She'll cripple you to the point that you drool. She's not a tool for anyone's use. She's on her own and she's full of abuse. Mystique in the night, did you skip her in a fight? Cause you just fell into superior fright. So if I were you, I'd run out, bitches, before you'd ever cry with a head full of steam. She's a bit bisexual, but very intellectual. She'll rip off your testicles and make it a spectacle.
I am a shapeshifter. Even among mutants trusted by no one, I have a life of my own.
That was the story of the vicious vixen. So if you weren't listening, then you were dissing. And Mystique don't fight, so be ready for a fight. She's out of sight and full of might. So don't take a life, cause that's not right. You better recite an apology. Instead, make it your eulogy. She's a bit bisexual, but very intellectual. She'll rip off your testicles and make it a spectacle.
Hello, we're back, and that second song was about the mutant shapeshifting lady Mystique, and that was by your favourite and mine, Syrup, who, you know, might be clawing another play for Emergency Pizza Party there on the podcast.
We can't go too long without playing Emergency Pizza Party.
It's for rules.
You may think we don't have rules. But we do. We have a set of guidelines, and playing EPP is probably one of those top guidelines.
It is. There's playing EPP, and there is going off on tangents. We actually have to do that. We pretend like, you know, it was an accident, but it wasn't.
And then before that was arguing on the internet by Shel Riley off of his Toy Box album, which is completely free if you go to his website. And it's like a classic nerdcore album.
It is. It was one of the first full albums I downloaded after getting into nerdcore. Because I'd heard a couple of songs here and there, and like I really liked them. And then I downloaded the album, and there were songs on the album that were like much better than like the ones I'd heard anyway. Because like while it has a sort of overarching sound, it's quite eclectic.
Yeah, there's some tracks that are really like. Sound very different from other tracks on the album.
It's true. I mean, like, there's Bitpop, which is, you know, bit-poppy, which I think's cheating a bit. You can't just call a song after the genre that it is.
So you think if you called a song nerdcore hip-hop, that would be cheating?
Well, that's different, because when that song that you're talking about was called nerdcore hip-hop, there wasn't already nerdcore hip-hop, sort of. Arguably.
So, if you're using that track to invent a new genre, you're allowed to do it. Like yes. Gigahertz did with his Absurd Core song.
Yes, Absurd Core. Sweeping the nation there. He's got all those, you know, all those Absurd Core biters ripping on his style. Like, you know, Gua.
Yeah, because, you know, totally biting his style.
He should sue. He has grounds to sue.
Absurd grounds.
In fact, I'm going to represent MC Gigahertz in a legal battle. Not against him, though. Alongside him. Because I'm just that sort of dude.
Do you have a good idea of how the American legal system works?
I studied the English legal system briefly. When I was 16, I got a D, which is a pass. So
in another country's legal system, you studied it and almost failed.
No, because an E is still a pass, and it was a strong D. And I didn't really study. I was one of these people who was just lazy. If I'd studied, I could have gotten, like, I don't know, an S, like on Resident Evil. However, S is the best one. That's what I would have got.
That's always confused me.
Yeah. Is it? It only seems to be Japanese games that do that. And I've never worked out why.
When I played Gran Turismo or Elite Beat Agents, like, S would be perfect, but A would be, like, really, really good.
Someone should write in and tell us what that's all about, because now that you mention it, that makes no sense at all. I mean, S is a pretty cool letter. My name begins with S.
I always just assumed S stood for, like, special.
Well, that's what I thought, but special isn't perfect.
So you think a P would be a better one?
Well, no, because that sounds like urine.
Maybe that's what they decide, like, P, no.
Which is the closest letter to P that doesn't sound rubbish. I mean, a P, Q, no, R, no, that's more of a noise, S. There's a good letter that we can get behind.
And then everybody was on board after that.
Well, why wouldn't they be?
Well, we aren't. We still don't really understand. We're just kind of coming up with our own theories.
I hate when I make a statement and you just go, no, that's not true. It's just wrong.
But we started this conversation saying we're not on board because we don't understand what the S is. So do you think we've grown a little and now we can understand it?
Yeah, now that we've discussed it, bounced a couple of ideas off each other, I think we could, get in the S camp.
Alright, so no one send your letters in. We've solved this problem.
Yep, it's over. It's S type. Because S is awesome. Although X would be better.
Maybe X is
why
for...
isn't it X?
That's because, you know, for like a skateboarding game or like snowboarding, you can have an X for extreme.
No, that's three X's.
That's pornography.
Pornography is extreme. You're extremely undressed and stuff.
I guess so, but that triple X would be like naked snowboarding then.
Well, that BMXXX.
Ugh. I don't even want to think about that
did
game.
Did you play that?
I did play it.
Is that any good?
It was not good at all.
Because, like, it's one of those games you see in the shop, and you sort of want to buy for a laugh because it's, like, so ridiculous. Like when people would buy all those fishing games for the Dreamcast.
I liked the fishing games for the Dreamcast.
I bet you did.
But I tried BMXXX because I was working at a game shop for a while and we had it. It's like, we heard this game sucks, but we never played it, so we popped it in and sure enough, it sucked.
You know what that sounds like to me? The excuse you've just made up for playing BMXXX. You bought it because of the boobs.
Well, here's my stance. Like, if I want to see boobs, I will just watch pornography. Because why would you put some sort of fictional barrier between you and the boobs, like having to play the game to see them?
Well, that's sort of the fun. I mean, like, it's rewarding. I mean, anyone can type boobs into Google. But, like, you can be looking at the boobs and think, I earned those boobs.
But...
like when you play video strip poker.
If I wanted to go through so much trouble, I would just, you know, go chat up some skanky hoe and, you know, see some real ones.
Well, yeah, but that would be more trouble. Well, it depends how skanky, I suppose. Or the difficulty curves on BMXXXXXXX.
Well, I think we've gone off on a terrible tangent now.
I'm just stunned into silence thinking how we got there. I'm trying to track back.
To how it got to pornography?
It was X, would be a better letter than S, and I could have gotten A in law, but I got a D. And I study law because I'm going to represent MT Gigahertz in court because people are biting on Absurd Core, which is... oh, what was before Absurd Core? Damn it. I nearly got all the way back.
We were talking about the song Nerdcore Hip Hop.
Yes, that was it. We were talking about Nerdcore Hip Hop, and then because we were talking about Bitpop, because we played Shale Riley, get in. Yes, we should take a drink.
That's awesome. You successfully found your way back through the maze.
I did. I feel like the first time I did anything worthwhile, that was brilliant.
Speaking of taking a drink, we should celebrate by listening to Chocolate Milk by Pixel Hate.
That was such a good link. You're getting really good at this.
I've been practicing.
You've just been hearing like random conversations and someone will be
and
like...
And I'll just jump in, like speaking of...
You'd be like, let's go to Starbucks. Speaking of coffee, here's my parents' favorite music.
And usually the strangers, and they're not very happy with it.
Well, it'd be a talking point, though. I mean, what if they were cute strangers? Like, girls? And, they're like, why are you doing that? And you're like, be all, well, I'm, you may not have heard of me, but I'm a small internet celebrity.
Very small.
Yes, well, you know, we're on iTunes with everyone else. Anyway, what were we playing? Chocolate Milk.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw the song live and it was awesome. So, here it is again, but not live.
Enjoy. The second song you heard was by Danimal Canyon, and it was called Apparently This Game Has Music. And it was tied for second in Dwelling of Duels last in April, which was Free Month. And we'll probably be playing the other second place winner as well as first place in some upcoming podcasts.
Yes, we've decided to get behind Dueling of Duels because it's actually a really cool concept.
Yes.
It's, is it, would you, it's sort of like Song Fight?
But.
Sort of?
Well, sort of, but mostly it's for video game musicians. You have to use like a real instrument, like. You can't just use your computer to program it. You have to use like a guitar or a keyboard or drums or whatever you have at hand and remix whatever video game songs they tell you to remix for the month.
That's quite cool. And that song was a remix of the Space Cadet pinball, which almost everyone who owns a PC has pretty much. Or at least did. I don't see it so much on laptops anymore.
Is it on Vista? I don't. It was on XP.
I think it was on before XP.
Really?
I think it was on Windows 98 as well.
I don't remember having it on my Windows 98.
You must have got the bad version.
The loser version?
The loser version. Actually, there were two versions. One was called Windows 98, and the other one was called Space Cadet Pinball featuring Windows 98.
Well, it's for the best. I can't stand pinball anyway.
What?
There's just too much...
Pinball is awesome.
There's too much chant involved. I'll, like, lose my mind when...
No.
When the...
There's no chance at all.
But when the ball comes straight down the center and, like, I can do nothing but watch it because my... And watch my paddles flail hopelessly trying to hit it, it becomes very infuriating because I had no way to... be sure that was gonna to keep that from happening. It's like gambling to me. Like when I have no control over the outcome, I become infuriated by what I'm doing.
You suddenly become very large and green,
and then it,
which would help if you were playing pinball because you can, you know, tilt.
I always forget to tilt.
Ah, so it's not that it's a game of chance. It's just that you suck at it.
Well, like. Tilting isn't really a function to me, because then when I remember to tilt, I'll tilt too much, and you know how it gives you a game over?
Yeah, that just means you're bad at tilting. That's not defending yourself at all. That's just being specific in the skill that you don't have. Anyway, believe it or not, this is the news section.
Pinball can be news.
Do you have any pinball news?
Not currently.
I'm going to find some pinball news. Right now.
I remember once on my website I reported some pinball news. Once.
What was the pinball news?
A pinball documentary came out a good while back. And I figured, you know, since I report on some retro gaming things on my website every so often, figured some people might be interested in that.
Did the website get many hits after the pinball news?
Like, did pinball people start... frequented my website?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Was the documentary called Tilt, The Battle to Save Pinball?
Yes, I believe it was.
Oh, because that's the most recent bit of pinball news anyway.
After that, it's been dead air since then.
Well, apparently the story is from May 7th, which is like 2 days ago. Oh, it's because it's on DVD.
Oh.
Yeah. That's actual news. This is breaking news. We've stumbled across breaking news.
Well, there you go. You could...
Hells yes.
If you're interested in pinball, you could buy that movie.
And why not? Maybe Space Cadet Pinball's in it.
I doubt it. But you never know.
This is true. A bit of optimism. We have other news as well. We actually have a little bit of news. The big one would probably be cross-platform music, would you say?
Indeed. That's probably really big news.
Yeah. Just to set the scene for you guys, cross-platform music is a new forum. Well, it's... I think the forums are most active now, but it's like in its beta stages, so it's going to have like more in-depth profiles and streaming music on it and
stuff. Yeah, they have a lot of big plans.
They do.
And they're actually,
they have too many plans.
They're looking for writers and people to help run a lot of those projects, like the streaming music, and they want to have, I guess, kind of duels, kind of like the Dwelling of Duels, but with nerdcore music and a bunch of other projects.
I think with all music.
Yeah, like, I think they want to try to do one with video game music and Wizard Rock and remixing and battles and everything.
Well, that's sort of the thing about it. The key to sort of cross-platform music is you've got, like, you know, your video game music boards, like the Game Music for All Forum, or like, well, that's a bit more sort of, like, evenly spread at the minute. But is it
yeah.
The Shiz, the Mini Bosses Forum, that's very, like, video game
yep.
rock and stuff?
The Shiz has chiptunes and a lot of video game-inspired music, like VG Rock and remixing and all that good stuff.
They do. But focus, we're trying to pimp this one thing. right, yeah, and like Chiptunes has 8-Bit Collective and stuff, and 8-Bit Peoples. Nerdcore used to have Rhyme Torrents.
And that kind of imploded.
Yeah, I might get into that in a little bit. Might give you the inside scoop. But cross-platform music is trying to sort of bring all these people together, and at the moment it's mostly nerdcore, because it sort of coincided with the big nerdcore group forum being taken down.
So
there was drama.
There was a mass exodus, and a lot of the people from Rhyme Torrents moved over to cross-platform music.
They did. They're still sort of like finding their way, like there was a zombie apocalypse, which actually a trolled forum is pretty similar to a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically what happened is I had sex with a lot of people's mothers, and just arguments started. Not that I had sex with the mothers, but like whose new dad I was gonna be and stuff. And people were fighting over me and stuff. And then I had to stop saying, you know, I'm only one man.
But everyone just wanted to play catch with you and everything?
Well, yeah. Yeah. I had to buy so many baseball gloves. It's, I'm never going on a motherfucking spree again. I mean, I'll go on sprees, but not a motherfucking spree. And that, folks, was most of the swears that I allow myself for this podcast.
You're all out already.
I'm done. Some will sneak through, but they will be contraband swears.
You're gonna have to start dipping into next week's amount of swears.
Yeah, next week will be the lovely show with Anthony and Mr. B, where we're very polite, and we might play a few little ditties for you. Speaking of which, I think that's all the news.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Or, well, actually, this just happened a
couple
days ago.
No, it's not.
Crystal Castles, which is, like, the MC Chris of chiptune music. Because you know how MC Chris decided, like, he doesn't want to be called Nerdcore, and he doesn't want anything to do with Nerdcore?
After he sort of got a little bit of publicity for being Nerdcore. Yes.
Yeah, well, Crystal Castle is pretty much the same thing. They don't want to be called chiptunes. They don't want to associate with anyone that makes chiptunes. And they've gotten really big, and, you know, everyone hates them now. Like, plus, unlike MC Chris, they don't make good music.
No. Well, the, like, breaking news with Crystal Castles is the plagiarism thing?
Yeah, it's like,
did I read that right?
After, you know, pretty much disassociated themselves from the chiptune and demo scenes, they were found out that they were stealing tracks and beats from, and not just samples, not just like a couple seconds, but actual whole songs and
like whole melodies and
yeah,
stuff. Yeah,
and from Kovox and Lobat and maybe some other ones, but that news has been spreading around, and
it's they're following in the proud footsteps of Timbaland.
Yes, so they're taking free music, putting their crappy vocals over it, and re-releasing it for sale instead of for free.
You know, I mean, if there's an instrumental artist, you should ask if even you're doing it for, like, a giggle, you know? I mean, I've done that before. There's been, like, a chiptune artist, and I've, like, messaged them, just saying, oh, can I just rap over that for, like, my friends and stuff? And usually they're like, yeah, sure. I mean, as long as you don't, like, claim it for your own and stuff. And, like, a lot of things people do these days are under Creative Commons anyway.
Because the Creative Commons license that Lobat had was, you could remix the song, you can do whatever you want with it, except you just have to attribute it to the artist, you know, just say, Lobat made this and I'm remixing it, basically,
well,
right?
Yeah.
And put it under the same Creative Commons license for other people to do the same, and they didn't.
They didn't at all. I mean, he was quite, like, explicit with the license as well. Like, it wasn't sort of, you know, oh, we didn't know. I mean, it's there for everyone to see. Oh, that sort of made me a bit mad, actually. We should play a song.
Yeah. Speaking of chiptunes,
yes.
We'll get into one of my favorite chiptune songs. I heard this quite a while back. It used to be on the now defunct Betamod label, and it's by the Twilight Division. It's called Exploding Stars.
The question that naturally occurs is, what would it be like if the star exploded nearby? Our nearest stellar neighbor is Alpha Centauri, 4.3 light years away. What would it be like if we had 4 years and 4 months to watch an inescapable doom advancing towards us, knowing that when it finally arrives, it would blow the skin right off our bones? Would people still go to work? Would farmers plant crops? Would anyone deliver them to the stores? In New Hampshire, where I live, I put these questions to John Thorstenson, an astronomer at Dartmouth College. Oh no, he said laughing. The news of such an event travels out at the speed of light, but so does the destructiveness. So you'd learn about it and die from it in the same instant. But don't worry, because it's not going to happen. The reason we can be reasonably confident that such an event won't happen in our corner of the galaxy, Thorstenson said, is that a candidate star must be 10 to 20 times as massive as our own sun, and we don't have anything of the requisite size that's that close. The universe is a mercifully big planet.
And that was Exploding Stars, and me and Mr. B were talking about, I guess, the differences between the American and European chiptune scenes, because I've noticed a lot of the people in the European, like the UK, they come from a lot of, like, kind of rave, kind of dancey influences. I guess once they start making chiptunes, they kind of bring that influence over to make really dancey stuff.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair to say. I mean, in the UK, certainly, it seems to be either quite dance-orientated, like sort of made to be played in like club nights quite late at night and stuff, but they also have a sort of like emo slant as well.
Yeah, I've heard a couple
if
like
you follow,
that.
Like, yeah.
And then...
Like, a band I heard recently was Amy Can Fly, who are on tour with Casio Kid, and like, they have... They have, like, quite a rocky sound, but it also has, like, the dance-orientated chiptunes as well. Whereas, like, the American school of chiptunes, it's almost closer to your traditional singer-songwriters, except not singing.
Well, yeah, there's more, like, a rock and electronica influences from the American chiptune. And, of course, there's still, like... That's just a broad generalization. There's still, you know, people like Pixel Hate making real, like, a lot of non-dancey stuff. And then people like DJ Roborob in America making very dancey stuff.
But I think DJ Roborob merges the two quite well. Because he has the sort of, like, the way he structures the songs. It's a bit different from how they structure it in... like with a lot of the UK groups, because a lot of the UK chiptune artists, it sort of builds and progresses and doesn't sort of like repeat itself at all. But Roborob songs will have a very sort of intricate song structure.
Yeah, I think follow. I get what you're saying.
Me like chiptunes much.
Well,
me listen to it sometimes.
Yeah, I'm a big advocate of chiptunes. Well, moving away from that, I think we should get into our final couple songs.
Yeah, our final few songs. Right, I think I'm going to play The Shit with The Idiots Are Winning, who, by the way, are headlining Nerdapalooza UK.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and now you do. They are going to rock the crap out of you. I just swore again. But that doesn't matter. You know, we don't have I haven't been swearing that badly, really. I mean, to be fair, the band are called The Shit.
I think that's, you know, a technicality. That doesn't count.
No, that doesn't count at all. Anyway, here are The Shit with The Shit's song that is off The Shit's album. What's it called? Man, it's Get With The Program Before The Program Gets You. That's what it's called, I'm reasonably sure. And the song is called The Idiots Are Winning. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Talking about.
Good news, honey. I am Mr. Amazing because I have amazing goop.
My favorite toy fell apart the other day. The string on my kite broke and it flew away. All my friends won't talk to me. I'm broke, sad, and I'm lonely. My life is in dismay. I'm falling apart, but there's a cure.
There's a cure.
It keeps bonding forever, keep on pulling whatever. So pick up those pieces and get your goop. Yeah, goop. Not soup. It's goop. Yeah, goop. Why they go to goop? For being stronger than glue. For the stress and the stress, but permanent happiness. Thank you, goop. Thank you, goop. Always put me back together again.
Thanks to goop and all the good times we had. And every time you prevented my mom from being mad. You always saved me with your super gluey strength. You're my friend and here and always at arm's length. You hold up the sky to keep the night starry. You even put together my Warhammer army. Always ready for action, ready to adhere. Keep me from falling apart or anything I hold dear. Luke Skywalker's hand was attached using goop. Used as currency in the land of Guadalupe.
Amazing goop.
Goop was inspiration, the birth of James Bond. When it comes to holding fast, you soar above and beyond.
I go to goop for being stronger than glue. All the mess and the stress, but permanent happiness. Thank you, goop. Thank you, goop. Always put me back together again.
They have different varieties of goop, like marine goop, which is used on boats and stuff, and plumbing goop and stuff like that.
Hot damn.
There it is.
It holds
there
just
it
about
is.
Anything together.
There it is.
Goop.
Goop.
Yes.
There it is. I think go to goop for being stronger than glue. All the mess and the stress, but permanent happiness. Thank you, goop. Thank you, goop. Always put me back together again. Thank you, goop. 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 Thank you, goop.
Glues whatever, bonds forever.
And that song just there was by Colon P of Bushido Stylus fame, who we played last week. I think we played him last week or the week before. It all merges into one a little bit. But that song was called A Tribute to Goop, and that has been on MySpace for, like, at time of recording, 3 days.
And I probably wouldn't have heard this song if Mr. B hadn't decided to play it on the podcast this week. And this is an awesome song.
It's really cute. It sounds like at the beginning, it sounds all heartbroken. And then it's like, oh, goop. I can almost imagine how this song came about. Like, you know, sort of thinking, oh, everything's falling to bits. What I really need is goop. Haha. And then you think, oh, that'd make a good song, actually. And then writing it.
Well.
But yeah, Colon P hasn't been on the interwebs with new songs for a while. And that was one of them. So that made me very excited and happy. And you know what else makes me excited and happy? Is emails. Damn it, people.
But did we get any emails this week?
We, no. We got, well, Category apparently tried to email us, but forgot the email address. So he just sent me what he was going to email in an instant message. And it's terrible. It's the worst email we've ever had.
Are we even going to read it? Or you're not even going to give Category like the satisfaction?
I don't know. I do like putting on funny voices. I'm going to do this in the style of Solid Snake from Metal Gear. What's the difference between... No, hang on. That's completely wrong. It's... There are two types of people in this world, Otacon. There are... No, fuck, that's completely wrong. Sod it. Yeah, we're not reading this. No, I'll say it now. It's, there are 10 types of people in the world, those that can understand binary, and those that can't. And that was it.
It wasn't even a question or anything.
It wasn't. I think he just wanted it read on air, because he saw it on a t-shirt and thought it was clever.
He's probably laughing right now.
He'd be like, that's so awesome. I just wanted to hear it again, out loud.
It's also the...
I'm really disappointed. I've been working on my Solid Snake impression.
And then when it came time to really use it...
I failed. Yeah. I can go, Metal Gear. Otacon. Bring up the... Nah, I've lost it. It's just gone. Damn it.
You'll never replace the Solid Snake voice at this rate.
I know that... Who's the guy who does it? Dave Hayter? Daniel Hayter? Something like that. I always see his name at the beginning of the games.
If he listens to this podcast, he could correct us.
He should mail in. Somebody should mail in. I like the letters section. It's one of my favorite sections.
The most impressive part is when I tell people, they say they'll get around to sending us emails.
Don't tell us you're getting around to it. Just say, I haven't sent one, so we can look at you with the disdain that you deserve.
We'll have to have a list of everyone we despise for saying they would send us emails and then not sending them.
We should read that out and then say disparaging remarks about them. No, we shouldn't. We love you guys, really. We're just... I like being mean because I'm not really mean. And it lets me escape from my life for a moment. Speaking of escaping from life, sometimes you can run out of lives, and then, no.
No, that was terrible.
That would have been like a game over link, but the next song is about final credits. It's about completing a game, but I just failed the game.
You should have said a chapter of your life coming to a close.
Yeah, I should have.
That could have worked.
You should have stepped in and done the link, because you're on fire with links today.
Well, it's too late now, but this is an appropriate ending track for the podcast, I imagine. It's the end credits to Super Mario World performed by Zoc, and it's off his, I consider, classic album, Zoc Plays SMW.
That's a good name for an album. You know exactly what you get in number 10. Anyway, yes, our email address is lettersversusnumberspodcast@gmail.com. I have been, frankly, just failure-based Mr. B today. I lost at the podcast. You won today.
So, what would that make the score in podcasts?
Well, you've won one. I suppose we should give the Dan Plus Ad one to Dan Plus Ad. So that's... So is that 4 to me and 1 to you?
Yes, I'll catch up one day.
One day, damn it. We should probably have a competition. Speaking of which, ladies and gents, the next podcast is going to be Drunk Podcast, I've decided. Keep your eyes posted on the blogs and stuff, because I'm going to make a Letters versus Numbers drinking game.
It's going to be epic.
It's awesome. We're going to make rules, but they're going to be loose rules, and you're going to take a drink when appropriate. It's going to be awesome.
We'll make sure you're very drunk by the end of the podcast.
Yes, it's going to be a party-based podcast. I've just decided now. No interviews or any intellectual nonsense, but rock. Anyway, yes, honestly, we're leaving now. He's been Anthony from Game Music for All.
Yep.
And I've been Mr. B, who outros himself. And Bish Bash Bosh.